When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, Bitcoin price slips under $46,000, but analysts are betting on a new Bitcoin all-time high. That's right, a dip below $46,000 has little impact on sentiment, with a longer-term view still favoring the bulls with $60,000 and above. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. We'll also be discussing, is Bitcoin doing a head fake, as on-chain analyst William Clemente looks at strength of Bitcoin surge to $47,000, quoting him right here. One of the most interesting developments over the last 1 to 2 weeks has been the increase of holding of entities with over 1,000 BTC, aka whales. And since July 27th, whales have added 107,000 BTC to their holdings. Also in today's show, breaking news, the Colombian's president advisor says Bitcoin is the most brilliant piece of software. Quoting him right here, I approached Bitcoin as a great open source project. After some time, I also got interested in the monetary innovation that it represents. And I am still discovering amazing new things every day. Could Colombia be the next country to adopt a Bitcoin standard? I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Plan B, the creator of the stock to flow model, is sticking with his minimal $100,000 plus Bitcoin price prediction by Christmas. That's right. He says $135,000 is the worst case scenario by Christmas, with the best case scenario being $450,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the altcoins are currently correcting, while some such as XRP and Dogecoin are breaking out. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat below. Let's break down our first story of the day. Bitcoin saw lows of under 45,600 this morning on August 15th as the second installment of its resistance rejection played out, as you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour price chart. However, analysts still eye an attack on the Bitcoin all-time highs. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin giving up 46,000 overnight on Saturday after an early failed breakout. And as Cointelegraph reported, the bulls had run out of steam during an attack on major cell walls holding Bitcoin back from 50 G's. The U-turn sparked a more fragile mood for Sunday, and quoting crypto analyst Pentoshi right here with a major update, the entire move has now almost played out to the POB and the lower low that was put in front of the all-time highs. This area to me is the major boss and hurdle to climb. I still believe for now it'll be a short-term lower high on the micro before we go for that upper range, as you can see right here in this chart. And fellow trader Mikhail Van de Pop likewise hinted about a longer term moment of reckoning potentially appearing soon, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin is inside the higher time frame resistance. reasons. Next week will be an important week, I think. Also, the buy and sell levels on major exchange Binance showed the $48,000 seller still firmly in place, with support amassing at $45,000 after the modest leg down. As you can see here, the Bitcoin buy and sell levels on Binance as of this morning, August 15th. Now let's discuss Cardano, which has been surging like a mofo. The Bitcoin had a conspicuous knockoff effect among major altcoins, while many in the top 50 cryptos by market cap either canceled out or saw a weak 24-hour gain. The top five all lost in step. With Bitcoin, Cardano's ADA token, the standout along with XRP, as the weekend began, came off multi-month highs to circle $2.10. And checking out this tweet from Mikhail Vende Pop, would I be buying Cardano here? No. Do I expect Cardano to be getting value in the coming months / years? Yes. Do I avoid any risk management then? No. Always use risk management. So there you have it. Also, market participants continue to expect altcoin opportunities to increase in the coming months. We're talking about a potential massive altcoin season with a focus on DeFi tokens in particular, which have been outpacing the rest of the market. And before I break down our next story of the day, is Bitcoin doing a head fake? On-chain analyst William Clemente looks at strength of Bitcoin surge to $47,000, as well as breaking news. Colombian's president advisor says Bitcoin is the most brilliant piece of software. Could there be next to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender, as well as Plan B reveals when his model will be invalidated, sticking with his $135,000 worst case scenario by Christmas, with $450,000 being the best case scenario. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the altcoins currently correcting in the red after a very bullish week. We have Bitcoin down 1% for the day, still trading above $45,800. We have Ether down 2%, trading just above $3,150. XRP, one of the few in the green and pumping like a mofo, up another 11% for the day, trading at $1.26. Cardano finally pulled back some, down 1.5%, trading at $2.10. And Dogecoin up about 6%, trading just under 30 cents. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Prominent on-chain analyst William Clemente is weighing in on the strength of Bitcoin's rally as the leading crypto soars above 47,000. In a new issue of Clemente's newsletter, the on-chain analyst says that crypto whales, or entities holding over 1,000 BTC, have massively accumulated over $5 billion worth of Bitcoin in the last few weeks. That's right, quoting him right here. One of the most interesting developments over the last 1 to 2 weeks has been the increase in the holdings of entities, which are forensically clustered addresses with over 1,000 BTC, aka whales. And since July 27th, the whales have added 107,150 BTC to their holdings, as you can see right here, which is a massively bullish indicator for the king of all crypto. Now, Clemente is also looking at the activities of long-term hodlers in an effort to determine whether Bitcoin's rally above 47,000 is a bull trap or a dead cat bounce. And according to the on-chain analyst, the investor cohort is not showing behaviors similar to the December 2017, January 2018 bounce when Bitcoin printed a lower high at 17,000, quoting him again here. During the 2017 dead cat, which is the scenario many seem to be basing this framework on, there was a massive sell-off from the market participants that hadn't move their coins in at least 6 months. They took exit liquidity on the first opportunity that they were given. We are not, in fact, seeing the same behavior currently and validating the long dead cat bounce narrative from an on-chain perspective thus far. Long-term hollers are currently sitting tight and holding strong. That's right, where my long-term hollers at? Make some noise in the live chat right down below. Now check this out. The on-chain analyst is also looking at funding rates and the leverage ratio to potentially determine whether or not traders are heavily speculating on Bitcoin derivatives and future markets. And according to Clemente, the funding rates and the leverage ratio are currently low, suggesting that there is a rally possibly being driven by organic buying and selling in the spot markets. Quoting him again here, the fact that funding is so low compared to where it was at the same price levels in February shows that this rally is much healthier and spot driven rather than derivatives. Leverage is also relatively low compared to when Bitcoin was at the same price levels in February, again showing this rally has been healthy, which you can see right here, brought to you by buybt.com. And although Clemente says he is seeing bullish on-chain signals, he highlights a laggard metric that could be viewed as a red flag, as he shares here. Lastly, we have the number of transactions adjusted for movements between entities to filter out noise. I'm seeing a slow grind up in this, but would like to see more follow through with higher prices, as you can see right here in this chart. Now, before I break down our next story of the day and we discuss discussed. Colombian's president advisor says Bitcoin is the most brilliant piece of software, as well as Plan B reveals when his model would be invalidated, talking about the stock the flow, which predicts a best case scenario of $450,000 or $135,000 by Christmas. But before I break all this down, let's first take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, which surpassed $2 trillion once again yesterday. But right now we're back below just under that $2 trillion milestone. We also have $105 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance is 44.2%, with the Ether dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have ThorChain up 16%, trading at $8.32. Helium up 9%, trading just under $18. And Ethereum Classic up 11%, trading at $70.52. And checking out the top losers within the top 100, QTUM down 6%, trading at $13. IOTX down 8%, trading above 8 cents. And Near Protocol down about 4%, trading at $3.10. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 71 in greed. Yesterday, we hit extreme greed for the first time in several months at a 76. Last week, a 74 in greed, and last month, a 22 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ever since El Salvador made history by announcing intentions to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender, the situation in this regard within the Central and South American region has changed. Other nations such as Paraguay and Argentina have dabbled with the idea, including Panama as well, but to no actual progress thus far. Another country from Latin America region whose citizens have been openly interested in Bitcoin is Colombia. Let's go. Crypto Potato recently had the chance to chat with the advisor to the nation's president, Hejuto Castro Sierra. Hopefully I'm pronouncing your name correctly. As previously reported, Castro made a name for himself in the crypto community after lashing out against the popular Bitcoin hater, Peter Schiff. Take that. During the interview, Castro explained he is not a politician, but a geek who approaches the primary crypto from that angle. His career path has a deep connection to the software industry, which has introduced him to Bitcoin years ago. In fact, he referred to cryptocurrency as the most brilliant piece of software ever. Because it is. That, my friend, is a fact. To prove his point, Castro touched upon the recent mining adjustment processes after China went against Bitcoin miners and ordered them to shut down. The hash rate plummeted by more than 50% in a single month. The network reacted as it's supposed to be, making it easier for active miners to do their job while the cast out ones migrated. As such, the hash rate recovered to a large extent. Quoting him here, I approached Bitcoin as a great open source project. After some time, I also got interested in the monetary innovation that it represents, and I am still discovering amazing new things every day. Now check this out. While stressing out he is not a politician per se, Castro outlined his connection to the political sense in Colombia. It includes being the CTO of a presidential campaign, deputy minister, and now an advisor to the presidency. However, he clarified that his role is entirely related to technology and digital transformation, with various projects related to those two spheres. Castro outlined some of the progress achieved so far and said the country has become focused on Bitcoin and other virtual currencies. Quoting him again here, currently one of the main focuses is around cryptocurrencies. We have an innovative sandbox where we allow exchanges to reach the citizens in an easy and secure way. The idea is with the information collected on the sandbox to have a friendly regulation that incentivizes innovation and attracts investment. Now, Castro also spoke out about El Salvador's Bitcoin adoption, calling it a bold move. He acknowledged some of the potential risks, but ultimately believes it would bring new investments. That's right. So do you feel Colombia could be next to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender and move to a Bitcoin standard? Could you imagine if Medellin's Pablo Escobar had Bitcoin back in the day? Holy moly, just saying. And before I break down our final story of the day, and we discuss Stock the Flow creator Plan B revealing when his model would be invalidated, and he's predicting $135,000 worst case scenario by Christmas, as well as $450,000 being the best case scenario. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 880 plus videos right here on my YouTube YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and help me get to 50,000 subs and to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Quantitative analyst Plan B says he believes that his year-end price forecast for Bitcoin will be realized. Speaking on the What Bitcoin Did podcast, Plan B says that he's keeping faith in the stock-to-flow model, which he popularized in the crypto space. Now, the stock-to-flow model, typically used in valuating transactional assets, aims to predict price by measuring existing supply against production rate. And according to Plan B, Bitcoin will hit a six-figure price by the end of 2021. Quoting him right here, "I never had any doubt. I still think it'll be $100,000 end of year minimum. And there's a lot of time. We're at 40,000 now. So that's a 2.5x. We've done more in 1 or 2 months historically. So it could be done. I am very confident. I still see people on the internet calling for $20,000 Bitcoin. I don't think that's going to happen. $100,000 by Christmas." Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Stock the Flow creator. Now, Plan B also says that with the linear regression-based model, in which the relationship between two variables is formed by applying a linear equation to the data, it is easy to determine when the Stock the Flow model becomes invalidated. It's just a linear regression, right? So it's very obvious when that regression is no longer valid. And he goes on to share, "The stock to flow model says we should go up with the stock to flow ratio that has gone up since the halving. So we're sort of waiting for that. But when it stays down, when we stay at $30, $20, $40,000 for a couple of years, for example, a couple of months, then it is obvious that the linear regression line is no longer fitting the data. It is very easy to see when it's invalidated, and people can do that themselves." That's right. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, a few weeks back, he shared, "Bitcoin is below 34,000, triggered by Elon FUD puppet Muskrat's energy FUD and China's mining crackdown. There is also a more fundamental reason that we see weakness in June and possibly July." He called it. "My worst case scenario for 2021 is August greater than 47,000, September greater than 43,000, October greater than 63,000, November greater than 98,000, and December greater than 135,000. And recently he just tweeted, "August greater than 47,000, as we just surpassed 47,000 the other day here in August. And of course, we can't just talk about the worst case scenario. So let's talk about the best case scenario as well, which is $450,000 by December. Check this out." Of course, Plan B made sure that people read his tweet carefully. When people asked if they should disregard his model, "Please read my tweet more carefully," Plan B replied. "I said this is the worst case scenario, not a base case, let alone best case. I am still on stock to flow X track for my base case. I've explained my personal non-selling strategy in several interviews," he added. Furthermore, someone asked Plan B, "What's the more fundamental reason?" In which Plan B responded, "Great question. I intend to publish later this year," the analyst replied. And additionally, a popular Bitcoiner dubbed Parabolic Trav said that he likes a bearish Plan B tweet and said bullish. Plan B also responded to Parabolic Trav's statement and shared the following, "Wait until you see my base case and best case scenarios. Okay, a hint, best case December, $450,000. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding Plan B's worst and best case scenarios? Do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to hit as high as $450,000 by December, Christmas time? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Also like to point out Max Keiser's year-end price prediction of $220,000, which seems to be right in the middle of the stock to flow model predictions. Also want to share this tweet from Plan B a few weeks back. 60% of Bitcoin sold in May/June were bought in March/April and sold at a loss. 40% was bought earlier and sold at a profit. And of the total 18.7 million Bitcoins, 2.5 million Bitcoins are bought at less than $10 price level, 2 million Bitcoin at between $10 and $1,000, and 2 million Bitcoins between $1,000 and $5,000, etc. Bitcoin distribution looks a lot healthier now, as you can see right here in this chart. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin price slips under 46,000, but analysts are betting on new Bitcoin all-time highs. We also discussed Bitcoin doing a head fake as on-chain analyst William Clemente looks at the strength of the Bitcoin surge to 47,000. Also shared breaking news that Colombian's president advisor says Bitcoin is the most brilliant piece of software. Could they be next to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender? Also in today's show, we discussed the worst case scenario for the Bitcoin price according to the stock to flow model, which is $135,000 by December, which means by Christmas this year, as well as the best case scenario being $450,000 by this December. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a new segment of the show, I'm going to start doing every day towards the end of the episode where I read the best comments. Let's start with Stephen Atwell. On yesterday's episode, he wrote, "Smash that like. This guy works his ass off to get us this information. Good work, bro. I appreciate your support." And LoxLayNet wrote, "Thanks for another great packed video. Love the format, love the style, and love the news. I keep forgetting to comment and let you know, but I'm here every day. Thanks for your continued support." And Trisha says, "Thank you for being consistent with your videos. I look forward to the daily content." And I got to shout out my man, Bring Facts, as well. "I may have missed the live / preview, but you know I don't skip the replay. Thanks for the shout out. Appreciate you, and I appreciate the continued support." Be sure to drop me a comment right down below, and maybe in tomorrow's episode, I'll read your comment. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?